Tella Adson wasn't born on the water, but for someone who was landlocked as a child, it was pretty close. Her parents, both veterinarians, built a boat in their backyard in Wasilla, thinking about a day when they could sell their practice and sail the South Pacific. The boat didn't quite fit the bill, however, and they sold it and built another. This one, they sailed as far south as Sitka, where they and 7-year-old Tella became trollers. And eventually, that plan changed too.
When they were veterinarians, they had a client who used to bring his pit bulls in, named Willie Lee, who had worked at the mill in Sitka. And after his shifts, he would row out into the sound and go catch king salmon. And he would tell my dad about that while my dad was stitching up his dogs. And so that's how, you know, that kind of planted the seed of what they were building this sailboat to work towards.
Tella, how did your parents react to your decision to make this your career?
Well, they were both out of it by then. My dad had gotten out of fishing when I was 14 because he didn't think we were going to be able to make it that way. And my mom managed to run the boat for another 5 years before that was true. She wasn't able to make it trolling, which I think is pretty heavy on a lot of folks' minds right now. Can you live the dream? And they both feel kind of cautious and glad that I'm still holding on by my fingernails.
Last month, Adson joined a delegation of Southeast fisheries advocates for a trip to Washington, D.C. to share perspective on the Wild Fish Conservancy lawsuit and the federal court order that could likely end the commercial king salmon season this summer before it starts. Alaska's senators and representative have already condemned the lower court ruling and, like many in Southeast, are hoping for a successful appeal before the Ninth Circuit. Being unable to fish for Chinook creates a huge hole in the economic and social well-being of thousands of people in Southeast. Due to an injury suffered by her partner, Adson wasn't going to fish this year anyway, allowing her to plan for a hiatus that caught everyone else off guard. Still, it won't be easy staying on shore during the summer, regardless of the reason. But you're taking this season off because of a health break for your partner, and it's probably coincidentally a year when a lot of people are going to be looking for alternatives to trolling. And, you know, granted, that's all with the courts now, but what's it like for you thinking about a summer without catching king salmon?
Well, without catching king salmon, without seeing my fleet mates, without seeing Sitka, I mean, that's a tough pill to swallow. I'm going to miss you all. We're able to find some silver linings in Joel's injury that is the reason we're beached. If we're on land down here in Washington, we can do more advocacy for the fleet and for the fishery. We can speak up to the land friends down here who, you know, want to be supportive, but they don't get it and don't know quite how deeply trolling is tied to conservation until we explain it.
When you're in Washington, D.C. and you walk into a Senate office or a representative's office, I mean, isn't that the first thing they go to? They look at you and say, hey, you kill fish. What are you doing talking about this idea that you all are conservationists? How do you put it?
I will say that in those particular offices that I was walking into, I was really heartened by the support that I felt for trollers and how familiar folks already were with our situation and how eager they were to be more familiar and to know what they could do to help. In terms of the question about that harvester conservationist dichotomy, you know, all any of us have to do is explain the scale of trolling to really make clear the trolling-trawling distinction so that we're speaking with the right language for folks, that we're not on a trawling scale.
I think you could probably understand a lot about trollers by reading your book. I'm sure you don't think the things that you're feeling and the things that you experience out there are by any means unique.
No, and that is a comfort, is we don't all talk about the things that we feel out there or think or struggle with. Trollers are by nature introspective. We have so much time in our heads out there, and the connection and the places that we go, you know, exterior and interior. I hope that that resonates with some of my fleet mates.
Tella Adson is a lifelong troller in Southeast Alaska who fishes the Nurka with her partner. She resides in Bow, Washington. Her book, What Water Holds is now available from the Empty Bowl Press. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.